If you only know Prince for hits like 1999, you're missing a whole other world. He was extraordinarily prolific, and he left underappreciated gems scattered throughout his body of work. We called on a couple of Prince scholars for their favorites.
I'm Torre, and I wrote a book called I Would Die for You, Why Prince Became an Icon. I was only 16, but I guess that's no excuse. Sister is, I think, the first time we really saw how deep and nasty Prince's mind was. This to me is like, you know how like superheroes have that sort of a story? How did Spider-Man, he gets bit by the spider and then he becomes Spider-Man. Well, in the Prince cosmology, Prince's sister is the spider that bit Spider-Man and made him become Prince. Another Lonely Christmas is just all pain. Last night, it's been another lonely Christmas. It is one of the saddest songs ever. She died right before Christmas, you know, and he's telling these stories about, I saw your sister skating and she's grown up so much and I'm talking to somebody who's not here. Your father said it was pneumonia. Your mother said it was stress. Your father said it was pneumonia. Your mother said it was stress. The doctor said you were dead. And I say it's senseless. Prince is a storyteller. And those story songs mean so much to me and I think to a lot of his fans. Those are where he really, really goes to another level as a songwriter, I think.
I'm Zahir Ali, and I'm a lecturer. I teach American history at NYU, New York University, and I've even used some of Prince's music in my classes. He has a song called Avalanche, which questions the way we think about Abraham Lincoln. It's something that, you know, W.E.B. Du Bois would have called a sorrow song, like an old spiritual. He was not, or never had been in favor. So we're in April, and of course this is on the occasion of Prince's very unexpected and untimely and for many of us tragic passing. And one song that almost immediately comes to mind is Sometimes It Snows in April. It is really an intimate song, and it is a song about loss, and it's a song about, you know, the loss of friendship and the loss of a loved one.
Tracy died soon after a long-fought civil war. Just after I wiped away his last tear.
For many people, it's an uncharacteristic song of what people think of Prince, this kind of rock person or funk person. But this is a really quiet, somber, but also healing song. And I think it's definitely appropriate for today.
I used to cry for Tracy, cause it
was. That was Black history scholar Zahir Ali and Prince biographer Touré.